Session number 9025, reel 3.
What were you doing? Could you tell me something about the life, your life before you joined the Royal Marines?
Well, it goes into what you call your hole.
No, darling. Yeah. What became Mr. Bainan wants to know, what you did before you joined the Royal Marine Band as a boy of 16. Mm. You worked for Reuters.
Reuters, yes.
When he left school.
Yes.
Mm. I was sort of uppish boy in the city.
You see, he used to go out on engagements with his father
yes.
for the night time. You know, he once accompanied Sir Harry Lauder at, his father had this pianoforte shop as well as being a musical director, and he supplied the piano, and of course he had to tune it, and he took him with him. Yeah, I think he must have been about 12.
Yes, I had two or three office boys'
Lauder
jobs.
Lauder had just come down to London, and it was his first time. And when the piano was, his father had finished tuning the piano, he said, of course he called him Arthur, not Jimmy, just see if it's all right. Well, of course, he played something classical, ran it all off.
And,
Harry Lauder, he wasn't knighted then, was very impressed and said, let him accompany me in a song. So he did two or three songs and he gave him a shilling afterwards. That was before Lauder became famous, of course.
Yeah.
Now, where do you want to go from? How far has he got in his career?
We got as far as the Vember, actually.
1917, the convoys, and that was when they did those big concerts.
Yes.
We've got a lot of photographs of the, the sailors dressed up as the women. That was on that program.
The Benbow program.
I meant on the television.
On the television, yes.
Yes.
There's the one of Scarpa Flow, yes.
Yeah. Well, I always called it Scarpa, but in the program they said Scarpa. So whether they knew or not, I don't know. Well, that was rather a trying time. But then he transferred to the. Of course, they were at sea continuously once the war started.
I know.
1914 till the time he finished on the Royal Oak. I forget the date.
1925, I think it was,
later
than that.
19. Mm. Well, he was at. He was up when the German fleet scuttled themselves.
Yes,
he witnessed.
Yes. Well, in the Royal Oak.
In the Royal Oak. And I think it was the Royal Oak that the Germans came aboard with the surrender notice, but it was on the Queen Elizabeth.
Mm.
They signed the thing.
Mm.
And the Royal Oak escorted the Markgraf, I think it was. There's a thing in that book of
We hadn't really got that far.
Not that one.
No, I know.
Yes, but I mean.
We got as far as the Benbow, actually.
He wasn't on that Hawkley line.
Mm.
That's the
Berwick.
Berwick. We went to the Berwick. Oh, of course you went to the Berwick. I don't remember much about that. Can you remember anything outstanding from the Berwick, when you were on the Berwick?
Yes.
What?
Anything outstanding in the Berwick?
That was on the convoys again, wasn't it?
Well, it certainly went to Bermuda. There's a picture of them here.
Convoys again.
I was on the convoys, backwards and forwards through America and Great Britain, of course. Sometimes in Liverpool, sometimes down Southampton. Never knew where you were going, according to weather.
Talking about the Battle of Jutland, did he tell you about sitting around the dryer table plotting the battle?
Yes.
He did tell you. That was Admiral Sir Frederick Frederick, of course, who invented that.
Well, a funny thing to see a ship turn round in its own length and stand up on its nose there's a screw going round in the air, and then just scare like that, just going down the bottom of about 200 or 300 fathom of water. Poor devils inside couldn't know anything about it.
Yes, those are the ones on the Bainbow Comedy Nuts. Mm.
Of the band, then.
What, the Royal...
Royal Oak, yes.
Well, I imagine it would have been a band of 15. The drummer, I expect, the Marine. Is he?
Yes,
no,
quite
no
right.
Peak to the cap.
Quite correct, yeah. He was a Marine rather than the band. That makes 16.
Well, yeah, they don't call the drummers... used not to be part of the School of Music. But now they train them, don't they, the buglers, at the school.
What's the name of that battle that's coupled with the Falklands?
Coronel.
Coronel.
Yes.
Coronel.
Yes, but that is nothing to do with your life.
Two violins, yes, and all the sort of...
Well, I don't know whether we've got it quite correct, because he hasn't been able to remember them.
All the names there, yes. Yeah. That was the complete detachment of Royal Marines. Royal Oak, yes. What do you remember of the Royal Oak?
Remember the Royal Oak?
Yes.
The fine ship, very fine ship. 15-inch guns... how many of them were there? Eight, I think. Eight 15-inch guns, centre line. 8 or 10, I think, it was 10 15-inch guns. All on the centre line. Because that was a great thing we struggled and struggled to solve. And they finally solved it by simply putting them straight on the centre line.
Yeah. Get as many...
There was one wonderful ship that was in our squadron called the Agincourt.
Oh, that ship, yes.
Oh, the
bird of
her?
Yes.
Cor, I never heard anything like it. She could lamb off 14 12-inch guns at once.
Enjoy.
14. She had 7 turrets.
Yeah. It was. She then the Turkish Navy then took her over.
I know they used to call it the float engine.
She was being built for Turkey or one of the Argentine, some one of the other nations. When the war started, and England took them all over, the Canada
they
was.
They say they had double bunks in all the officers' cabins.
Oh.
yeah. No, I don't think I had them.
I expect they all forget.
But the, what was I going to say? The, what was the name of that ship? Had all those guns, extra guns. The Agincourt.
That's the one we're talking about.
Because she was a marvellous. when she lammed off... It was just like a Gatling gun going up, you know. They were 12-inch guns. 12-inch or 13.5s, I won't be sure. I think they were 12-inch in the Agincourt.
Yes, 12-inch in Agincourt.
Yeah.
What do you remember the German fleet coming into Scapa?
Yes, yes. I was up there and received them.
Turn over, I think it may be on the next page.
Find something in there in my history somewhere of being up there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's I typed that out from a letter he wrote to his mother.
Oh.
I left out
the German fleet.
Shirt and a cake.
Yes.
It was. That's where I saw a terrible thing happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was in the Royal Oak at the time. I won't be sure, but it doesn't matter. The point was that the British sailor boy got a rifle and some ammunition, and he got up on the fore and aft bridge, you know, that runs fore and aft walk.
Mm-hmm.
He laid down there, and we had a lot of German prisoners on board. And he poked that gun over the side, and he blew the brains out of one of those poor German prisoners. It was a terrible thing to do. I think they certified him as...
insane.
He's lost his brother in the war, you see, and that's how he got his own back. Terrible thing, because of course the poor devils, they were only prisoners in the ship, and they couldn't do anything about it. They couldn't retaliate. They hadn't got any arms. Yes. I was in the party that buried the poor devil, and buried him at sea. Of course, there wasn't much sympathy given, because in those days there weren't much sympathy for the Germans at all. They did some very nasty bits of work on the people they captured and that sort of thing.
I noticed here there's a cheque for £20.
What?
This didn't happen very often, did it? This money check given you by the mayor of Gillingham.
Private engagement.
Yes.
Mayor
of Gillingham.
Hmm.
Yes.
Normally I wouldn't put anything like that, but I couldn't find anything else for that particular part of his career.
Yes.
Actually, so I pushed that in.
Yes. Did this often happen? Were you often paid for? I didn't think you were paid, on the whole, for private functions.
Not really. I mean, they might make a donation to...
Oh, yes, that's what they call private engagements.
Yes.
Yes, it would. It
that's what they were known as.
Yes. How many private engagements could you do?
As many as we could get.
Yeah.
We wanted the money.
Well, not just in the war, really, afterwards.
Did the how was the money distributed? Say if you were given £20 for the band's performance, how was the money distributed?
Oh, there was a system.
Yes.
I know that the bandmaster got I forget how much percent, 15%, something of that.
Yes.
And the other according to their rank.
Mm.
And possibly a little bit extra for solo instrumentalists.
Yes.
Yeah. You see, where the responsibility from a musical point of view was greater, they got a little more money, that's all.
Mm.
But when I was at Chatham Naval Barracks, I was never without private engagements. I used to go without drawing my pay for 2 or 3 months at a time.
Really? Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever questioned it. I was a damn fool, because they might have done, you know. Say, well, how can you do without your pay?
Yeah.
Well, if you're earning all that money, where are you getting it from? See?
Mm-hmm.
Commander might turn around and say, Green, you're earning more money than me. I never did it. I never ran into any trouble over the money. I was always very careful.
That's all going down on there.
Oh, is that on?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's all going down on there.
Oh.
King's Cup winners.
Yes.
Was that in the barroom?
That was when you got sent to the barroom. When you were due to go to the Chatham Naval Barracks, you got sent to the barroom instead, and you were very indignant about it because you'd been at sea for so long.
Yes.
And he thought he was going to have a chance to be a barrack stanchion.
Yes.
And they said, oh, well, it's only for a short time. And then when you got, the commander met you and said that he was glad you had arrived, he'd asked for you because they wanted you for the football team for the King's Cup.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, he was only there a matter of a few weeks until he went to Chatham.
Oh, you got to win the King's Cup, was it?
Yes, that was the idea.
What was the King's Cup?
Oh, isn't it in the photograph?
Yes, it is. But it merely says the King's Cup.
Yes,
who
it was just
in the home fleet. Where does this picture of the Renown come from? Do you?
Oh, well, it should be in 1905.
That's Royal Oak, isn't it?
There's a Renown.
Renown.
Yeah, he's sitting up the top there somewhere. Well, of course, he was only a boy, so he didn't look very old. But he was sitting quite up near the top on an end one.
Yes.
Of course, since that renown, they've built great big battle cruiser.
Mm. Oh, there's a second picture, actually. There are two of them.
That's right. Oh. Yeah. I don't know how I managed to get
that.
Oh, well, it's photographed from the Globe and Laurel.
Ah, yes, I see, yes. Mm.
Friend, Major Donald.
That was Beattie's job in the fleet. He had some battle cruisers.
Have you been abroad to these places, South America?
No, I've never been to South America. I've been in the West Indies station. I've been down as far as Jamaica and Bermuda and Bahamas.
The British Cemetery in Coquimbo.
Oh, yes.
Is the original land was bought by my grandfather, Dr.
Oh, really?
George Alexander Tate, during the time he was a medical practitioner out there from 1850 to 1880. He was acting consul for about 4 years.
Mm.
And in that random record of the Royal Marines, there's on page 11, there's about one of my ancestors, Captain Walter Tate, who was wounded in the French Wars, lost a leg, 1802. And he was also used by Scott as the original of Captain Doolittle in the preface to the monastery.
Oh.
He joined in 1794, I think it was, the Portsmouth Company.
Yeah. When was this one taken?
Oh, that was 1906, I imagine, when they got back. He's there, sitting down in the front row with a bombardon. If you
That's the professor and the.
He's on the end.
Base and euphoniums.
Yeah.
Oh, there, sitting down on the ground, yes.
Bombardment and euphoniums.
Yeah. Was that a normal sort of band?
No, this is a class.
No.
Oh, it's a class. Oh, yeah. I see. It's
a class of.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
And that boy with the circular bass, Faithful.
Yes.
He was an old training ship boy from the Impregnable.
Oh, was he?
Transferred to the School of Music in 1903. And he was the first boy to reach commissioned rank.
He got a
commission in 1920.
What, Faithful?
Faithful, yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Well, he's commissioned as a sort of lieutenant robbery.
Yes. Captain,
1928.
Mm. And he did some very good work with the naval.
You're talking about Faithful?
Faithful, yes.
With the Royal Naval Brigade. He was at the Siege of Antwerp.
Oh, was he?
And so on. And he was also...
He landed on the continent, didn't he? With
Antwerp, with the Royal Naval Brigade. And he was at Gallipoli, and he was wounded there, and he was mentioned in dispatches.
It's amazing where the bandsmen really got to in their peregrinations around the services.
Yeah, on that, there's a picture in of the in the Renowned Band of 1905. It's a big picture, an old one. I don't know whether it's on that page or perhaps it's an earlier one. And it shows you the boys who, four of them became musical directors of the school.
Well,
that's when he lost his drumstick.
Yes. How did you lose your drumstick?
Going across the bay of...
Lose your drumstick?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was not paying attention to me job, you see, and I was just banging about there like I see, and all of a sudden it went that way and didn't come back. And that way was over the side into the ocean.
Yeah. But you didn't have to pay for it.
No.
They let you off.
Oh.
No, not that time.
It was kind of him, wasn't it?
Mm.
Oh. You got the certificate
there?
Yes,
the certificate there. Yeah. How did you get him to sign that?
Oh, he liked him, I think, because he was a good
guy. No, I was always popular in the ship for what I used to do for them, being a pianist, you see. I used to run their concert parties.
Not when you were 16, 17. Stretton did that.
Look, I can't hear what you're saying.
Talking about the Renown, 1905 and 1906.
Oh, yes.
You didn't then.
Mm. Yes, Mr. Stretton was the bandmaster then, was he?
That's right. Mm.
Yeah, in the Renown.
He came from the army.
Oh, did he? Yes.
To form the School of Music band.
Yes.
But he only stayed till 1907 because I think he was rather disappointed, you know, he didn't get the promotion he thought he was going to get. So he went to the Royal Artillery.
Yeah. Which was Queen. That's a nice picture, that one. All in whites, little hats and things.
Yes.
You went to the Vatican.
Yes, that's right.
Mm. What's that?
A visit to the Vatican.
When you went to the Vatican, that was when you were on the Queen.
The Vatican, yes. I went there, saw the Pope. Yes, he tried to make us all Roman Catholic, but it didn't happen.
Were there many Catholics on board?
How many captains?
Were there Catholics on board? There were many Catholics on board.
Catholics?
Roman Catholics.
Oh, you were Calithrampians. There was every religion you could think of. if a bloke could get out of it by assuming a religion that nobody knew anything about, then he wouldn't have to... Prayed to go to church on Sunday.
Well, here we are. Yeah. That was taken just before he went to.
Oh.
There's some smaller ones of it, of course, in there. But this is the book about that tour.